Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring Daysort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.
Get up, get up, get up. Let's get ready for Marcus Maven. About midway to the midday with Marcus Maven. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Maven. So sit back and relax and watch Maven.
Break it down like this. Woo!
Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services Studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maven and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. And as much momentum and anxieties we have bouncing off each other, it's good to get another day rolling. Steve Rummage is in the building, sort of. Nikki V in the booth.
No, not really, sort of. I'm about 13 hours away from you, but that's okay. But I like how you pulled that off. You know what that was, Nikki?
Yeah. I'm listening. What's up?
No, okay, it's fine. You know why I don't jump on Marcus for that? Because that was mid-sentence. I can't remember if he told people where he was going.
No, you're wrong.
Okay. You're wrong. I'm listening. No. I thought you were backing me up. I thought you were just kind of watching out for me there.
Oh, no. Okay. Absolutely not.
No.
I was just saying, like, listen, you're in the building. You know, like, you know how the delegation, we kind of just say in the building. But you might not physically be in the building. You're just on the show.
Your presence is felt.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
I was just kind of saying, Steve is kind of in the building.
Like, I know.
That's all it was.
Okay. All right. I thought I was getting deep there. I thought it was like, okay. You know, it's funny. That reminds me. Just before we went on air, I read a tweet, and it was somebody saying that they asked their wife. They were like, you know, what's your biggest fear? And he said his wife was like, you know, being forgotten. He was like, dang, you know, that's deep. And she was like, what's yours? He was like, the Kool-Aid man, but I'm kind of feeling stupid about it right now.
Steve?
That's kind of how, that was a perfect intro.
No.
I got right on the show, and that's how I feel.
Steve, like, okay. Keep it rolling. That was the perfect setup to what I have to get off my chest before we even get this show started.
Well, perfect then. Let's go.
Now, listen. You've been gone. I've been tap dancing and tiptoeing around every cancel culture conversation that you can come up with, right?
Okay.
I mean, but, you know, hey, my toxicity shows sometimes, and I don't apologize for it unless I really offend and not kind of offend, like really offend.
Yeah, so, and not mean to.
Yeah. Right, intention, Steve. Okay.
Yeah, because if it's something I believe, then As long as it's not like, as long as I'm not like a sick, twisted freak.
Right.
Like, yeah, if I believe this way and you're like, well, that offends me. I'm like, well, I'm sorry.
Well, let me tell you about a belief of mine, Steve.
Okay.
And I just learned this over the course of the last 48 hours. A belief of mine.
Uh-oh.
Marcus.
Oh, no.
Ahmad Maven.
Oh, no.
Is not and I repeat, is not cut out for that work life.
Oh.
And I mean that 9-to-5 work life, Steve. Because 9-to-5, if you have to drive on I-65 in that kind of traffic on a regular day-to-day. Steve, either I get here early or I get here late. I never hit mid I-65 traffic. I didn't even know we had traffic like that, okay? Just that mid-hour traffic. Or I don't know if it's just been a bad 2 days. I don't care, Steve. I was on that road for miles and miles and miles. And you know what I was doing the whole time? Waiting for the accident to come up. I'm waiting for it. Steve, there was no accident. Listen, I just realized this must be why morning show Diener is always so snappy, and this is why he survived as long as he has. Because sitting in that traffic, you need violence, and you need anger, and you need bite.
Listen, after coming from the East End to Louisville, I'm like, this is why Diener is the way he is in the morning.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Steve, I was sitting in that traffic, and I'm telling you, I can't even tell you when I've been this angry. And nobody's letting each other over. And I'm just looking at angry faces in the cars. And I'm stuck in it, Steve. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, do people actually do this for a living? Do you know how much money you would have to pay me to drive in traffic? Like, that was ever is at the end of the rainbow on that job. Boy, if I got to sit in that going to or from work, man, you know what crossed my mind, Steve?
I'm listening.
As I'm driving, speaking of toxic, woman, when I come home from work, if I have to sit in an hour and a half of that crap, when I come home from work, woman, you better leave me alone. Or you better throw a damn welcome home party for me Monday through Friday. If I go and sit in that traffic to support this family.
I would say charity, but she works a lot of nights.
So yeah, right. She doesn't have to tolerate that stuff.
So when she gets home, I can throw a fit and do everything. I can. When she walks in, I'm like, the dishes were done, the clothes, and you didn't even notice.
Oh,
and I know.
No, Steve,
I can get angry
I was just thinking about it. Again. Everybody knows I don't have the traditional times, sleeping times, driving times, anything. But I was just thinking about that guy who sits in that. And listen, I'm a guy, so I'm just thinking about the guy. Sorry, I'm thinking about that guy who sits in that every single day to and from work, and then comes home and has other stuff to deal with. I'm like, I would, I'm not going to say it on the radio, but let's just say my time would expire. My time on this planet would expire by choice in that traffic.
it's
incredible. So, shout out and salute to people who have to sit and back-to-back cars for extended periods of time on a daily basis to support themselves and their families. My God. And
now imagine how you're going to look at Nick the next time he comes running through the door at the last minute. And he's like, sorry, man. Hey, Ken. Sorry. I'm running a little behind. It's like, dude, you live 5 minutes away.
See, the problem with your hypothetical scenario there is, one, my voice doesn't sound like that, and two, I never apologize.
Hey, Ken, how's it going?
Just bless you guys with my presence, no matter how long it is.
If you guys can ever get in the studio and you're ever blessed to hear Nick walk in and go,
hey, what's up, Ken? Hey.
What's worse, listening to Nick greet Ken or listening to Dan Issel greet you?
Oh, man. Oh, man.
It's like the two.
I should put that as a poll.
Listen, text her.
Yeah, that guy.
Text her. Last two is 21. Imagine us poor truck drivers. My God.
Yeah.
And I was listening to the, you know how the truckers' brakes are going, and I'm like, we're in standstill traffic. So they speed up to catch up. They have people like darting in front of them trying to get over. And
I know.
And I'm just like, Jesus Christ, this sucks.
I know. And listen, I will say I'm very pro truck driver, like on the road. I'm like, listen, they are the lifeblood of the country.
I've learned to be.
Yeah, you see, yeah, I have too, because the older I've gotten.
I used to complain about those rocks that kick off those trucks all the time, and
I mean, of course, we all still do that, like, but it's like, God, man, they got, you know, it takes so much to drive those things, and I'm like, if you stop seeing trucks on the road, we're all in trouble, because you're seedless, mutated.
Freeze-dried.
foods.
You're everybody meet at the camp. To pick up your rations.
yeah, it's on the way. But thanks, yeah, Nikki. No. Oh, man.
What have I done? Good God.
We're just grouping you. It's called.
All I'm doing is over here trying to collect. Never mind.
It's called the RICO, Nikki. Listen, the RICO, the thing that took down Al Capone.
Yeah.
We're going to tie you to anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lump you all
in.
Yeah,
no. My delegation's very familiar with the RICO.
Yeah. Good point. Great point.
Okay, and one last question. How is the Kanye thing being addressed in your household right now?
Well, I was actually, when I was talking about showing up late, and all candy aside, sorry, I am running a little late today.
Steve, don't say that name on
the
show.
I was going to use the line, Kanye line, you should be Jesus. Honored by my lateness.
Yeah.
And then I was like, yeah, I can't use that line right now. He's kind of
smiling. I'm scared about the power flexing that's being going on right now. So just, if I were you, Steve, I just wouldn't even say that name.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, Nick just, you know, Nick is open about... Our blessed Jeanette.
Yep.
Yeah. And I was just curious. What?
No, you aren't, Steve. No, you aren't.
Who should be the new face of
Stop. Answer
Adidas.
That phone right now. Answer that
be
phone.
Be the new face of Adidas. Steve, that's a good question.
That's enough.
That's a good Jack Harlow?
Speaking of Jack Harlow, Steve.
Mm-hmm. We haven't talked a lot of Jack Harlow on this show this
Steve,
week.
Steve, listen. Let me get this other out. Listen, the title of the show was Meltdown. I knew what my energy was. I knew what my emotion was. We got plenty of time to dive into Wake Forest and every other, you know, sports conversation you can have. Steve, one more thing I need to get out.
Dana just called and said he's a truck driver, and you're welcome.
Ah, yes. Thank you so much.
Listen.
All jokes aside.
Your boy, Steve. I'll say it in delegation lingo. Man.
You lost the election fair and square.
Your boy.
It's debatable, Nick.
Drew Diener.
Okay.
Now, here's the thing.
I'll accept it.
Here's the thing. Let's just say this. The morning show hasn't been the most upbeat from the feedback that I've gotten. Right?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I haven't heard any this week, I'm fresh.
It doesn't matter, you know, whatever. You know, like I said, that's just feedback.
Okay.
I try to make a concerted effort to paint Drew Diener as a contrarian. Just, mm-hmm. you know, for the job, a contrarian. And you know, when you start defending somebody and then, you know, just at some point you're like, okay, I agree with him today. Like, dude, that you lost me today. Two things.
Okay.
Mark Blakenbaker brought up Jack Harlow being in the locker room, right? And he was saying it with passion and excitement. And man, and then you get that win. Listen, Pittsburgh winning is a good win. You should have seen the recruits. They were like dying to get to the locker room and kick it with Jack Harlow and this and this and that, right? And I was kind of it was bringing me out of the doldrums of traffic. Right? What Mark was doing, right?
Well done, Mark. Good job.
And then Drew goes, well, he was doing that for himself. Mark Blakenbaker pulled the Maven and just ignored his co-host and just said, no, dude, Mark Blakenbaker, they were excited. And then Drew says, well, he was just doing it for himself. That was just self-motivated. I'm like, Drew, no, you didn't just do that.
Okay.
Right?
Uh-huh.
So, you know, so I'm already kind of appalled that he tried to sneak those two in. And I'm like, because, and you got to think, this is, especially, yeah, I heard the echo. It's especially kind of, who's echoing? It doesn't matter. Sorry.
It's, I don't know. Is it me?
No. Sorry. It doesn't matter. Coming off of those, the Jack Harlow.
It was me, guys.
Okay,
sorry.
That's cool.
Yeah, I figured out the problem.
Coming off the Jack Harlow, you know, comments that Drew made this morning, right? And then I'm listening, right? And a little while later, I listened to Drew. He won't let the Patty Ice and his friends at the tailgate thing go, right? And before you know it, it's like Drew's making it sound like it's Porky's Revenge. Or what is it? Revenge of the Nerds or just whatever mob frat house
Revenge
movie.
Of the Nerds.
Revenge of the Nerds. I like that.
Yeah, whatever. It turns into like Patty Ice's crew. And then I'm like, okay, I'm listening. And I'm like, what are they doing? Well, they're drinking a beer and they're standing all in front of the TV. And I'm like, wait a minute. Patty Ice boys crash the tailgate? And I'm like, because I'm trying to put it together. Like, where's the outrage? And I'm listening to Mark and Patty Ice. Like, Drew, come on, man. Like, be honored when your tailgate gets crashed. Like, and then Drew's like, oh, we got clients there. And it's like, come on.
You know what you just reminded me of?
I'm listening.
There was a couple years ago. I mean, there was a show. I'm not bringing up the name.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, but just when they were talking about Derby, and it was like how quick Derby turned into like, if you have Derby, they're going to be peeing on each other. And it's like
extremism. Right? Yeah.
I don't think they pee on each other at the Derby. I don't, maybe they do. I don't.
Yeah. It was around a time that people didn't want social gatherings.
Yes.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing with the Drew Dina situation. Nikki said it yesterday. We all work with each other, and we start to get to know each other's quirks and personalities, and we learn how to, you know, ignore them. And then when it comes out on the radio a little bit, you know, we kind of we'll defend our coworkers when the dude says, "Hey, man, that guy," you know, it's like, no, we give everybody a good explanation. But
sure. It's a siblings thing. We can pick on them, but if you do,
yes,
we'll put you in the ground.
Yes, that's how the Diener thing goes. But I'm listening, and I'm like, Drew, we've been around each other for a long time, Drew. We all know you are uncomfortable if there's one person around you don't know. We know, like, Drew, we got to watch you walk up and down these sidewalks by yourself around the building and up Oak Street and all around this area. Just Lord knows what kind of negotiations you're doing on the phone when you're walking around. You don't want to make eye contact with people you don't know. You don't want to head nod. You don't want to acknowledge anything. If it's just one person, if Patty Ice brought one person, Drew would have been like, who's that guy? Why is he blocking the TV? Why is he drinking a beer? I'm like, I'm total pro party crashers.
I have to
see tailgate.
I'm going to be honest with you. I wasn't there, so I would have
Listen,
to.
Listen, neither was Mark, and that was also the point. Mark wasn't there, but he was kind of like, Drew, I know how you are.
He was also having the look from, you know, 500 feet.
Yes.
He was like, you know.
But I've also heard Pat talk about him and his buddies, too. And Pat was like, and Pat has explained it when he says, yeah, but y'all, I mean, only a couple people ever saw me, like, a bro dude with my buddies. So I'm like. Also, I don't know what, I mean, I don't know, man. I wasn't there.
I'd
have to wait.
This.
I'd have to wait and see. I'd have to say.
I'll Johnny Two Sides this mofo.
Yeah. Go figure.
It's fair. I lobbed that one up to you. That was for the president comment.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. No, Thank you. We're even.
Keep going.
Patty's
boys are wild. They're fun as hell, but they're wild. Good guys, but wild. And at one point, and I'm not speaking out of school because Pat's told the story before. We might have almost lost the sponsor because of one of them at one point.
Well, you know what?
So
that
I get Drew's worry. Now, me, the fat boy in me, was just mad there weren't a ton of chicken wings when I got there because I actually got a decent amount of time.
Well,
like,
it's a shortage. Nikki.
But I wasn't. I know all those guys. They're all
shortage
good
shortage and everything.
Yeah, it's a shortage.
No, chicken is really hard to get. Seriously,
I'm pro tailgate crasher.
I did offer Drew my services as, and I'm going to need to do some push-ups. But cool. I did say. Man, I need that raise, bro. Like, I'll do whatever.
Yeah. Okay.
I said I could be a bouncer, you know. Like, you know, do the whole names on the list thing. But that's going to get weird because there's a lot of points of entry in the
tent area.
Yeah. But, and he was like, you could do it. And I was like, wow, Drew, you got faith in me to beat up strangers bigger than
And this is one of those situations where I was going to stop at the tailgate if I went to the game. Like, I already had it planned out, mapped out. Marcus, you get out the house by this time, we're going by this tailgate, you know, because I just want to see what's popping. I want to.
It was packed, but it was good energy. It was positive energy. And I didn't see, you know, some craziness. I think we were loud, but we weren't obnoxious. At least I hope not. My boy Jack didn't Gronk spike a bottle of vodka like he did
he
a couple tailgates
ago.
Sitting
underneath his.
Yeah, he's got a big old thing of Svedka.
What is that? That's not Svedka.
I'm pretty sure it's Svedka. It's blue label, right?
That's not Svedka.
It is Svedka.
Yeah, it's Svedka. That's a step up from Absolut, right?
What is that? A gallon?
Oh, he's got a handle of it. He's got a handle. It is a handle o vodka.
If I'd have known that was Svedka, I'd have drank it already. I'd have took it from him.
Mm-hmm. What is your brand?
I don't have one. I switch them up.
There was one you were drinking on the stream that I'd never seen before.
Oh, Belvedere.
Was it Belvedere? I've seen Belvedere. It looked different on the stream. The bottle looked different. They changed their bottle up.
Oh, that's the one that I want to get back.
Yeah, people were texting in about this.
18? What was it? 18?
Yeah, it was something. one I hadn't seen before.
God, I wish you hadn't even brought that up. What am I thinking of, y'all? 18. It's a vodka.
1800s of tequila. No, but that's not. Yeah, like I don't. Oh, I should know this.
Look, I'm gonna have to go figure it out.
Aspiring bartender.
Anyway, so Steve, any more rants for the opening segment? We're gonna come out. Okay.
No, I'm pretty happy. Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna ask you a question. You think about it. You come back. No, I'll just wait till after the break. My teases are better when I just go completely silent on them. Come back and I'll ask the magic question. Quick commercial break, middays with Marcus Maben on 939 The Ville. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150 939 is the number. 939 is the station. So, Steve.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to make this statement. And I want you to shut it down or support it all the way. Go extreme on either one.
Yeah, absolutely.
All top 10 victories are not created equally. This Wake Forest win is going to do more for the recruits' confidence in the program than the fans' confidence in the program. Those are kind of isolated statements, but in the same, you know, in the same vein.
No, I don't think I agree with that. Let me tell you why. I think that when you look at this team and when you look at what we have, things like that Pittsburgh domination up front, the defensive domination up front, things like that, you know, just when you see.
Yeah, aesthetically.
Fans believing in Satterfield as far as I believe he can call an offense. No, I don't think I agree with that. I think I know you told me to be extreme with it, but I'm kind of thinking it through because I think that if you go beat a Wake Forest, there is enough there. Now, everything, let me add, is the recruiting class that he has coming in. Mm-hmm. If he didn't have that, I don't know that there's anything he could do to have fans buying in. Okay? I'm going to be honest with you.
Wait, repeat that. Elaborate.
If he didn't have the recruiting class that he has coming in, I don't think there's anything he could do outside of something, you know what I'm saying? Like, when it – go ahead. And, all right, the expectation would be, okay, you better beat Wake, go dang near beat Clemson, or beat Clemson and beat Kentucky. You know, like, it would be like that's the – that or you're gone.
If he didn't have the class.
If he didn't have the class. But here's the thing. I also get mad if somebody says, well, it's only the class is the only reason he gets a little bit of a leash. And I'm like, well, yeah, but you got to give him credit for the class.
Right.
So, you know, I do say that in the same breath. Like, I don't like when it's like, well, if it wasn't for this class, but he got the class. Like, you know, I mean, if you want to say Clarkson and all them too, that's fine. But he's still the coach. He had something to do with it. Okay.
The reason I asked that question is because, I mean, I know you understand why I asked the question, because you're looking for, you know, how many perspectives and you're looking for the tone of the fan base. And then sometimes I know we as a fan, and it's, I don't want to fall into this trap, but we have bowl games on our resume that you're like, who was that bowl game against? And you're like, oh, it was against them. You know, and then sometimes you say, oh, we got a top 10 win? Oh, it was them that year. You know what I'm saying?
Well, nobody even do you go back and look at Coach Satterfield went on the road, beat a top 20 team who was known as one of the best offenses in the country that year, walked right in on a Saturday night, beat a top 20 team on the road in a 60-something to 50-something shootout. But it was Wake Forest, so we're like, eh. Was it a top 20 game? Yeah. Oh, they were ranked in the top 20 when we went up there and beat them? Oh, yeah. So, yes, I know what you're saying. I don't disagree with you. Yeah.
It's like I almost want to get ahead of that one, get prepared for that one, you know, work that one out in my brain.
No, I agree. Yeah, I agreed with your first statement, man. Top 10 wins aren't created equal. I mean, yes, I agree with that.
So, coming out that one, what are you going to point to after the win on like, what are the top two or three things?
Well, let me retort, though. This one, I think, is.
This is a real one.
Yeah, this one, I think, is. You have a guy playing quarterback in Sam Hartman who's arguably one of the best in the country right now, probably one of the top 3-5 quarterbacks. Wake Forest, Mark Blankenbaker put out a tweet yesterday, Wake Forest right now is the most efficient offense in the country. The most efficient offense. Like, they're number one. They're the best offense in America right now. Mm-hmm. And this is later in the season. This isn't playing a top 10 week Wake Forest who, you know, was kind of preseason ranked, and then they beat but they beat Virginia Tech, you know, and then they beat two teams, and now they're 10th. This is later in the season. This is a Wake Forest team that's, what, 7-1, 8-1, one loss to at Death Valley in overtime to Clemson. Like, to me, this one will get top 10 respect if you win it. So I will kind of fight back with that. And we're in a little deeper with Wake Forest now, where I think people are starting to kind of respect Wake Forest as a,
you said, know, the media in large.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're starting to accept Wake Forest as more of a top 20 caliber team over the last few. I mean, Satterfield's first year, they were a top 20 team when we went up there and won. And we played Wake Forest well, I mean, pretty much every year.
Okay, so how do you feel we match up against them? Like, do you still feel this, like, year after year, we just, something about our scheme matches up well against them, with them?
Well, it's going to be interesting because this year, it's so odd how a defense can play. Because I said this the other day when I was on here. I was like, our front seven has been playing well. But it's almost like it just clicked in our heads. Like, oh, yeah, they are playing really well. When you watched it against Clemson. I'm sorry. Pittsburgh. When you watched it against Pittsburgh. I mean, that's going to be the matchup.
But, Steve, Wake Forest only beat Liberty by 1 point. So, it's there.
Well, it shows you. Well, it's Hugh Freeze, too. I mean, he's a pretty dang good coach.
You're right.
What are they ranked defensively?
I don't know, but I know they.
I'm on it. I'll look.
4 point. Thanks. Listen, they thanks, 4.8 points per game less than last year's defense. They're giving up.
That's my, an improvement, right?
Yeah, my random stat.
Yeah, that was pretty good. that's actually a really good stat. I was like, wow. I was not ready for that. Yeah, that was advanced analytics.
They beat Florida State by 10. They beat Boston College by 40. 30. Oh, man, Steve, 28. What was the Rutgers? 38-10, Rutgers.
Do you know what's crazy, Marcus?
That's not right.
If you go win this game and then you go, you know, you beat James Madison and stuff, would you agree with me that I can explain away Boston College
That's
easier?
What we're trying to do, Steve.
But I can explain away Boston College easier than Florida State.
Wait a minute.
As odd as that sounds.
Say that again.
I think I can explain away Boston College easier than I can Florida State.
This is funny. Wake Forest is 69th. Nice.
I don't get it.
Just behind, you wouldn't. Just behind Navy and one above Boston College.
Touche. More of a 96 guy.
Elite 18.
Same.
Yes, that's it. Thank you. Cardville's Red Rage. Thank you. It is called Elite 18.
Ah, the vodka.
Yes.
Okay.
That was an OnlyFans pitch.
Yeah. I was like, ironically. Yeah. Elite 96 featuring Steve and Nick.
Top 0.1%.
Yeah. Golly. Okay. So, Marcus, but hear me out. You go start winning some games here. I can look back and say, that Boston College game was so outlandish that I can say, dude, that day was just there was just something in the air. Like, it's insane.
You know,
I can't really explain away Florida State when it's like all you had to do was guard the big guy. just guard him, you win that game.
No, it's Stoli Elite Vodka. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
That's what it is. Okay,
well, so thanks a lot, Cardville.
I didn't mean. Yeah, look, they were close, but here's the thing. Once they showed me the wrong vodka, then I was like, okay, now I remember the full name. So anyway, I was going to back your point up, Steve. Here's the thing that I just totally dismissed, and I hate doing this, but this is such a predictable thought, Steve. How many years have you sat across from me and listened to me talk about Boston? And yes. Going up to Boston to play a basketball or a football game, especially football. Do you realize if you go back and check my track record of season predictions during the summer, I always say Boston's going to be the stinker. You know what I'm saying? Like, no matter how sorry they are, I say it in basketball. I say it in football. Listen, great people, whatever. I don't know a lot of people from Boston or whatever, and I don't want to offend, but
a lot better than New Yorkers.
Boston,
debatable,
sucks to play sports in. And it sucks because it's gray. It's like Big Ten football. I hate looking at this cloud, the sky in Big Ten football. There's never any blue in the sky. It's always gray.
Good chowder, though.
And Boston. Cause,
I will tip my hat to them.
Because you got to have something to put you to sleep.
And you know, it's funny. My wife's uncle and I were sitting there and we were watching the Bears and Patriots the other night. And we were talking. I was telling him the same thing. I mean, he was agreeing. We were like, God, it just always looks nasty up there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when you're watching a Patriots game, like, you picture a Patriots game in your mind. It's foggy. It's, you know, like, yeah. But I mean, the whole point is, I mean, I can explain. Even if it wasn't that, they're so bad that I can, it's almost odd that I can explain away just a, dude, we had to just be astronomically bad that day to lose that game. Like, whereas Florida State's the one I think you're going to go back and we'll even go back to, like, Bobby 1.0. I mean, you remember it would happen all the time.
Yeah, right.
You and it happens, I'll be honest
with
you.
I mean, are we just mad because it happened too early?
Well, it's the one thing with Jeff Brohm, for instance. You know, when you get into talking about him, and which I still think is awesome. But I mean, Bobby 1.0 did the same thing Jeff Brohm kind of does sometimes. You're winning. You're like, man, this looks awesome. And then you go to South Florida, and you're like, why are we down 45-7 in Tampa to South Florida? Why are we down?
Yeah, stop moving around, Steve, a little bit, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're number 8 in the country, right? You know what? I think I figured out what it is. When I start screaming on this thing, I think it starts distorting a little bit. So maybe that's what it is.
By the way, Harlow has a New Balance deal.
Nah, I'm not doing New Balance.
You would not watch your team in New Balance, Steve?
I mean, yeah, I'm going to watch them. I may not be happy about it, but I mean, I like New Balance. Don't get me wrong, for me. Like, I also like Crocs, but I don't want my team playing in Crocs. Right. Louisville can't be the Crocs school.
What if they make some really, really, really fly? No. Come on, don't be that way, Steve.
Yeezy Crocs.
Listen, I told you. Listen, any iteration of Ye, Yeezy, K, anything. No, don't say that.
Okay, fair enough.
I'm scared of the establishment, Steve.
All right, fair enough.
Okay, so here's the thing. Last one of the hour. What are your expectations if you beat them? Is it win ugly, still won't have expectations? Is it you beat them good now?
Oh, we're not in that place.
I'm listening.
We're not in that place. No, you win. It's a top 10 team, man. You win this game. I don't care how you win it.
Are you gonna watch Kentucky upset Tennessee?
I mean,
you know that's happening, right?
Maybe. I don't know.
That's not a maybe, Steve.
I mean, it very well might. I probably won't be watching, no. But, yeah. I don't know, man. Here's the thing. That's a great question, actually. The second question was even better than the first one. What are the expectations if you win? Because it's like, if I win.
Yeah, listen, if you win, you have to force yourself to admit that this may be more of the team than the early team.
Yeah, that's going to be what you have to start. That you just answered it right there. That's going to be the next week radio. Is this what the team should have been all along? Like, are we going to say, for whatever reason, some things went, you know, just weren't there at the beginning of the season for us to lose, you know? And who knows? I mean, I'll tell you what
because
I won't
do. If they win, you know what I'm going to do, right? I'm going to complain about the offseason and say, your practices weren't physical enough. And that's why it took you 7-8 games to get ready.
No, unfortunately, I do think that will be the next question. Why are we not? And that's what I hate. But, I mean, yeah, it'll be like celebration. And then I think we'll start going, okay, why are we starting season so poorly? Because this team, you know, now, what I don't want to happen, but I think could too, is a lot of it's still going to come down to how he plays Kentucky. And it's like,
God, that's so unfair, Steve.
I know, but it's still going to come down
okay,
to like,
will it change it? Will it be different if Kentucky beats Tennessee? Will people just turn into just play them tough?
Well, yeah, if you keep winning. I mean, you can lose to Kentucky. Like, okay, I'm not – like, it's okay to lose against Kentucky, but Satterfield has not lost against Kentucky. He has been wiped off the face of the earth against Kentucky. Like, there's two separate things there. Like, we have looked – I mean, we've looked like back when Bobby was here when we were playing Kentucky. It was like you could tell from the jump. It was like, Kentucky ain't got a shot. We kick our feet up here and crack open a beer and enjoy the game, boys. This Kentucky team cannot win. Like, you know, I mean, we've watched a lot of games like that. That's the way it's felt the last couple of years. I mean, one drive, two drives in, you're like even last year, Kentucky comes right down, just boom, 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 scores. We go down, takes a while, but we score, and it was like, we're not going to win. If it was that if it was that hard for us to score and they just walk, and then they get the ball back and just went, don't, touchdown, you're like, This is bad. Like, we can't win. It's 14-7, and I'm telling you right now, we cannot win this game. That's what you don't want anymore. But I, you know, a lot of good. Now let me ask you the opposite. Let me be the contrarian in this one. What happens if Wake Forest just comes out and busts you? Are we right back to where we were?
No.
Are we right back to who's the next coach?
Oh. You know what? Don't make me entertain that one, Steve.
I mean, I'm just curious. I mean, like what if you come out and I, let me be clear. I don't think that's going to happen now.
Right.
I think Wake Forest might win. You probably a lot of people would pick Wake Forest. I'm not even sure I wouldn't pick Wake Forest. I don't think they're just going to come out run over and win the game.
Does the 4-point spread does that make your antennas go up at all?
No, I think Louisville's front seven's legit. Like, I mean, I think it's like, no, you're not just going to – I mean, like, Louisville's – if Louisville's defense comes out and plays the way they have been, you're not just going to come in here and just run up some massive number.
Listen,
I mean,
since you are our resident gambler, is that scream – I always like when you and Drew and everybody around the office says, this is Vegas screaming for you to take Wake Forest, right?
I mean, I would think so, yeah. 5-point spread, I'm going, give me that. But the line's moving towards Louisville, so – what did Brandon Lang tell us? If it moves one way, go the other way?
I did say that yesterday. Just, yeah, it's kind of how it was with the Kentucky thing. It's like, yeah, get ready.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know, man. Yeah.
But here's the thing. Okay, I'll give your answer. I'll give it a soft answer on that. When you say, is it going to be right back to, no, I don't think you're going to drop to as low as we were after Boston College, okay?
Sure.
Because, like, there was no more conversation after Boston College. I think you're still, like, even if you get boat raced, I think that voice of that one group, they're going to have a blast. You know? That, you know, the voice of the consistent group that just say, I don't care what he does. But I still think people are going to say, mm-hmm, okay, maybe they are a top 10 team. Maybe you just not a top 10 team. But the fact, I don't know, Steve, because the fact that we've played them so close and we're used to seeing our team put up big numbers against them, maybe you do almost go back to square one. It depends on what the expectations are. Like, do you think the fan base en masse, you think they're expecting to be Wake Forest? Do you think they respect Wake Forest in the top 10?
You know, that's what I was going to say, because I'm gonna argue myself down from earlier and say, but when you get there on Saturday and you see Wake Forest helmets and jerseys, I don't know that you're going to respect it as a top 10 game. You know, it's like blackout, Wake Forest. I don't know, though, man. Maybe the blackout kind of will add to it. And let me say that. God, I'm glad I said that. Let me say this. Because I know I'm coming towards the end here.
Yeah.
I fought myself yesterday, and I'm glad I did. I fought myself because when I heard Coach Satterfield in the presser yesterday say, basically the fans need to get out there, mm-hmm, for this one, I fought my first reaction. My first reaction was like, nah, what you need to do is win some games. Like, that was my first.
That was almost like County Steve.
Yes, yes. My first reaction when I heard that clip was immediately like, well, if you were winning games, people be there. So I don't know. Like, I don't know what you want. I mean, don't be out here now begging for fans. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, but,
move the ball.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yes, yeah. Like, yeah, do something. So, but I fought that reaction. And I was proud of myself yesterday. I was listening. I listened to that over last night. I was like, you know what? I'm with you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I was like, I'm with you. I'm with you. Listen, if we want to turn this thing, if we want to keep this thing going in the right direction, I'm going to not fight against you. I'm going to fight with you on this one. Like, you know, let's get there. Because, yes, in theory, what you're saying is right. Let's get that home field advantage, man. Like, look, even though I was ticking when he, I mean, you know, with all Syracuse, you know, they got that home field advantage. I'm like, ah.
Listen, speaking of things that get under your skin, Steve, I got two quick ones.
Okay.
Before we get out of here, I saw some of Nikki's people riding by on a scooter. Let me just say it like this, Steve. They were riding a little scooter, a male and a female, and the male was on the back, Steve. And it looked so awkward to me. I'm sorry, y'all, but I would never ride a scooter on the back.
No.
With her driving me.
No.
I'm just not doing it. But anyway.
By the way, I did see some of Nikki's people yesterday too. We were getting a ratatouille, and they caused a big fuss. They demanded they had to have a cart alone. with their shirts over their noses.
Just wear a mask.
I was like, go home. Why are you at Disney? Like, I mean, are you surprised that people are here?
Are you going to have to share a ride with?
Yeah, they're like, we need a cart to ourselves.
Oh, okay, so. See, now this is where I get pissed off. Because, no, like, I hate the tribalism, my side, your side. But, you know, we do it for fun here. But, well, do the whole Pops thing. Let me grant you your argument. If you're so nervous and you need another cart, fine, okay. I mean, even me at this point like says, hey, you should be okay. Yeah. But okay, if you want to, I don't know. I don't know your details. Fine.
Accommodations.
Why are you wearing a shirt over your face like you're robbing a train in the 1800s?
No, and let Steve bait you into that.
No, Nick, no, that's stupid. No, really dumb.
And let me back Nick up on that too, because yes, like by all means. If there is a medical reason you need a car to yourself or something, like, cool, whatever. Like, I'm totally fine with that. Yeah, like, I understand that.
Let's not drag each other into the last hour. But listen,
the man and the boyfriend and the girlfriend in their young 20s with the shirts over their noses just trying to be jerks, like, y'all did not need to have
your
car.
You're agents of chaos.
You don't care. Yeah, like seriously, you're picking and choosing, and that pisses everybody off.
Last addressing of agents of chaos. Kudos, Lottie Stockwell.
Yeah,
I saw that tweet of dude trying to. Oh my God, who over at the school was that? I don't know who it was, and I don't know why I'm sounding like that. And it's probably not his voice, but I'm glad that Lottie Stockwell saw that tweet and said that was scheduled so far in advance that this is going to be a blackout game that you have no idea. You know,
I'm team Twitter. This is on Lottie.
You just throw her under the bus. All right,
listen,
Lottie.
I don't have a pair of the new Ultra Boost yet. Twitter.
You choose the team.
You listen. Why didn't we black out James Madison the next week? Who cares about the top 10
game? Bribe us. Haven't you learned this, Lottie?
It could have been. Us. Yeah. Now, if I was wearing the new Ultra Boost, then you know what? I'm fine. But I'm not. I'm like, we should have blacked out James Madison. The next week, it's 7:30.
Listen.
It's common sense.
I'm glad Lottie bit at whoever that was.
Schedule it the day of. Yeah. Just get on Twitter.
Just
line,
come to
93.9
and say, listen, I know y'all got 2 hours before the game. We're going to make this all red. 2 hours, yeah. Go buy you something. Speaking of, do you know a lady friend of mine sent me a message and said, can I borrow one of your Louisville toboggans? And I'm like, what?
You most certainly cannot.
You most certainly cannot. I don't even have one. But if I did, no. No. I don't let some things. I like the shape of my body. And I don't like when somebody who's shaped different wears certain things of mine.
Ooh, it could stretch it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or not.
Also true.
Abort.
Well, hey, before we get out of here, let me remind everybody it is Wednesday. And even though I'm not there, I'm still jealous because I wish I was so I could get some of this because it is Wednesday, which means it's Witch Wednesday. Thanks to Jason and his team for bringing about lunch to the ESPN Louisville studios. It's a Witch Wednesday, so be sure to get carryout, curbside, or delivery from Hurstbourne or Brownsboro Cross. Gosh dang it. For lunch or dinner for your next tailgate. Fully staffed and open 7 days a week with both locations. Order online at the Witch Witch app. Witch Witch Superior Sandwiches.
You tried to tap dance as long as you could.
Job, Nick.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, Steve, enjoy yourself. Stay out of trouble.
All right, listen, if all goes as planned, I'll be in the studio tomorrow. Our flight leaves at 6:15 in the morning.
He warned you, Steve.
I know. He did. If all goes as planned, I will be flying in the morning and be in at the studio. So we'll see.
Safe travels, buddy.
All right, bud.
Midday's Marcus Payman, 939 Phil.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER NOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Injured in a car accident? Visit SueDistractedDriver.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.